And we want to check in now in Hoover, Alabama, where there have been several days of protests of the police shooting death of E.J. Bradford, the young black man shot by a police officer responding to a shooting Thanksgiving night at the River Chase Galleria Mall south of Birmingham. E.J. was holding a gun. His father says he was licensed to carry. Witnesses say he was waving people away from the shooting, but police thought he was the shooter and later had to retract that. The real gunman has not been found. Gigi Dubé is news director at WBHM in Birmingham. And Gigi, police said the gun heightened the sense of threat to the police officer. But do we know if he told EJ to drop the gun?
We don't. And, you know, according to Emantic Bradford Jr.'s family, or EJ as he's called, the police officer that night never gave him any verbal commands before he shot EJ Bradford.
Well, aren't they calling for police cameras? And wouldn't there be video in the mall?
Sure. The family is calling for the release of all video from that night. Mm-hmm. That would include surveillance video from the mall, witness videos that people might have submitted or the police might have gotten, and police body cameras. But the police to this point have not released any of that video footage. And the investigation is with the state's top law enforcement, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency.
And do we understand as well, according to EJ's mother, April Pipkins, the police did not contact her about this shooting death. And still as of Monday, I think reports were that they had not spoken to her.
That's right. Both EJ Bradford's mother and his father say they never received a call from police notifying them that their son had been shot and killed. Now, on Monday morning, the Hoover Police Department and the city issued a joint statement that said that they extend their sympathy to the victims that night, everybody who was affected by the shooting, including E.J. Bradford, E.J. Bradford's family, and they vowed transparency in the investigation.
Well, there have been protesters outside the home of Hoover's mayor, Frank Brocato, outside the Hoover Police Department. They are saying things like, you know, if we don't have justice, you don't have sleep. But what else do they want? What are they demanding?
Well, they want answers more than anything. They want to know what happened that night. To this point, the identity of the police officer who shot and killed E.J. Bradford has not been released. That police officer has been placed on administrative leave, but we don't know who that person is.
Well, look, earlier this month, police killed a black security guard holding down a shooting suspect at a bar in Robbins, Illinois. And now you have someone the police are saying was not a shooter, who may have been using his gun to try to defend against a shooting. What are people there saying about the thinking that, you know, it's good guys with guns that are needed to take down bad guys with guns? Here we have possibly two shot and killed.
There are many people here in the black community, especially, who are angry and fearful. It just sort of underscores this notion that you can't be a good guy with a gun if you're black. That is what folks here have been saying who are frustrated by the lack of transparency and with just how quickly police came out to say that they had shot and killed the shooter at the mall that night. And they were pretty certain about that, and then to backpedal later and say that he probably wasn't the shooter and the real shooter is still at large was indicative to many in the community that the police weren't being very honest.
That's WBHM News Director Gigi Dubé in Birmingham, Alabama. Gigi, thank you.
You're welcome.